All week long on Alabama Public Radio, we're looking at the progress of people and areas 5 years after the devastating April 27, 2011 tornadoes. Tuscaloosa got a lot of the attention during the disaster, but it wasn't the only community hit hard. APR's Stan Ingold has gone back to the small town of Phil Campbell to see if time has healed some of the wounds.
Phil Campbell 3 to 911. I got rotation coming through Phil Campbell right now.
This was the sound in Phil Campbell nearly 5 years ago. An EF5 tornado ripped through the small northwest Alabama community, leveling much of the town.
Get someplace safe! Teddy, run out! Let's get someplace safe!
You can see it looks like land has been cleared, especially this area we're fixing to go to over here.
Police Chief Merrill Potter and I drove around Phil Campbell to survey the damage.
You can tell there used to be houses there.
1 year later, Potter says things were looking better.
I have a feeling of camaraderie that came together when our town got hit. Neighbors became neighbors. It's something we hadn't seen in a while. And what's great about that is that feeling is lingering on. The neighbors that became neighbors are still neighbors. And this is awesome to see people out in the yards working with each other and talking to each other and just being a neighborhood town again.
Now he says the reality is finally setting in.
And I believe we've accepted that fact that, you know, some things are gone. It's not going to be back. But one thing it's done is it's give us an opportunity to grow in other areas, take chances on things probably years ago they wouldn't have.
One of the things that did come back was the Phil Campbell High School. It's considered by many to be the heart and soul of the town. Principal Gary Odom says the original building was heavily damaged in the storms and had to be torn down.
But the worst part of it was when we were moving out of the mobile units, getting into the churches. You know, we had three churches. We had to divide grades up. We had, 11th and 12th going to one, 9th and 10th in one, 7th and 8th in another.
Shuffling from one location to another is all behind them now, and students in Phil Campbell are in a state-of-the-art facility. Before we even asked, Odom says it's stormproof.
There's a storm shelter that will serve every student that we have, plus, you know, some extra room. We've got it organized enough that each grade can be in a room. It just works out good for us, and we feel safe.
When APR first covered the Phil Campbell disaster, we were told the story of Alex Jackson. She was in ninth grade at Phil Campbell High School when the storms hit.
I watched them get a body out from under a tree, and I mean, it was just like, it just hit me. People are gone. People's houses are gone. Nothing's going to be the same. I mean, my brother lost two friends, and I mean, I've never seen my brother break down like that. It was hard.
We caught up with Alex a year later to see how she was doing.
I still think about it. But it's like I don't know how to explain it, but like that's the reason that we're here. It's just like we've came so far, I guess, from pulling bodies and just getting emotionally stable again. And I mean, watching that was hard, but now it's just kind of like, well, it's over. Here we are.
As we sit in the Memorial Park in the center of town, Alex says she's changed as well and still recalls what it was like the following day.
When you're living it, it is nothing like what you see in the news. I remember coming back here the day after, and it just looked like a movie set. It didn't look real. Like, this was not the place I was yesterday. April 26th, this is not where I was at.
While many people would seek out counseling after an event like this, Jackson says that just isn't her.
No, I'm pretty much the counselor. I'm who people talk to, like all my friends, they come to me. They come to me for anything, whether it be about a storm or completely something else personal. That's me.
It's been a long road for the residents of Phil Campbell, and while progress can be seen 5 years later, the road looks longer still for its full recovery. For APR News, I'm Stan Ingold in Phil Campbell.